Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Ken Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. And now, play ball. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Redus hits a line drive into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gallagher moves to third. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Calderon hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Gallagher scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manrique for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kittle strikes out. There goes Castillo. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mormon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lyons is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkovice takes first base on ball four. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Carter. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Russ Mormon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mormon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mormon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Jacoby goes all the way around to score. Allenson moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Karkoviche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Tabler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Castillo. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to third. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castillo scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Castillo. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Swindell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Long now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Mel Hall now playing left field. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lyons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Calderon strikes out. 2 outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moorman is 0 for 3 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Redus moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Manrique is 0 for 3 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Manrique reaches third base with a triple. Redus scores. Moorman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off long, and towards Manrique, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Harold Baines. Greg Walker pinch hits for Dave Gallagher. Doug Jones now pitching. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Gary Redus. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boston moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.